وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي
That which ye give in usury in order that it may increase on other people's property hath no increase with Allah.
Welcome to Islamic Economy, a program that is aimed to make us understand what Islam tells us with regard to spending, with regard to saving money, to dealing with money.
God is looking for an economic system that's based on real things. It's based on real production. It's based on real services. It's based on creating real value for people.
Islamic Economy, a program that offers Islamic solutions to your economic problems in your daily lives.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome once again to Islamic Economy, a program in which we deal with economics in its different dimensions. We try to look at what Islam tells us about how to spend, how to do business. What are the transactions which are allowed in Islam? What are those transactions which are prohibited? Inshallah, we will be looking at the different dimensions and different things that are worthy of reflection. We have been discussing about the possible lapses of giving sadaqah, or the question, the fundamental question that we asked ourselves in our previous lesson, and that is that doesn't the giving of zakat and sadaqah encourage laziness, the culture of laziness in human beings? And one of the points that we covered is that although Islam encourages giving sadaqah, but it discourages begging in a very severe way. And we mentioned some of the traditions which clearly told us, or which clearly informed us, that begging is something which is reprimanded and abhorred in Islam. A human being should beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and should not beg from the people. This culture of begging is something which is reprimanded. If you remember the beautiful tradition that we quoted, that said that Shi'atuna, our Shi'as, will not ask anybody, even if he were to die in hunger. The tradition from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, I would like to repeat it before we go to the other important traditions. Shi'atuna man la yas'ala an-nas walau mata ju'an. Our Shi'a is one who does not ask from the people, even if he dies out of hunger. So this informs us how important it is not to beg. Begging is not something which is encouraged. And therefore we should not say that because Islam encourages giving sadaqah, then it automatically encourages begging. No, begging is not something which is encouraged. Another very beautiful tradition again is narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam about how bad is begging. He says, السؤال يضعف لسان المتكلم ويكسر قلب الشجاع البطل ويوقف الحر العزيز موقف العبد الذليل ويذهب بهاء الوجه ويمحق الرزق. Begging weakens the tongue, breaks the heart of a valiant champion, makes the honorable free man stand in the place of a disgraced slave or an ignoble slave, and removes the effulgence of the face and eradicates sustenance. وَيَمْحَقُ الرِّزْقُ. So instead of bringing risk, a person may think that, you know, when I beg, then risk will come in my hand. So it is better to go in different places and start begging. But here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's vicegerent, that is the first imam after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that is Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, is reported to have said that it yamhaqur rizq, it eradicates sustenance, you know. And these are the basically the different disadvantages of begging. He says, first, it weakens the tongue. Second, it breaks the heart of a valiant champion and makes the honorable free man stand in the place of an ignoble slave. And not only that, but it removes the effulgence of the face. A mu'min has a certain effulgence, a noor in his face. Even that is removed when he goes and starts begging. So begging has these negative effects. We should be very careful and we should mind ourselves. Instead, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly and ask Him to show us the way to gain sustenance. And not only that, but He has told us to struggle and earn our livelihood so that we can get rizq from Him, because He has made the means available. But begging from a person and asking for free things, this is something which is abhorred.
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريكي يا ربي توحيدك قد أخلى
Islamic Economy, a program on Islamic economy every Friday on the Call of Islam radio station by حجة الإسلام Sheikh Muhammad Khalfan.
إلا آيات للحب
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريك يا ربي فبيوم لقائك لن أتلو إلا آيات للحب.
There is a beautiful hadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which also shows the negative effects of asking and begging from others. He says, "Man fataha ala nafsihi baba mas'alatin fataha Allahu alayhi 70 baban min al-faqr la yasuddu adnaha shay'un." This is very severe in its tone. So here you come to know that Islam is not something that encourages begging. Yes, it encourages giving sadaqah because it wants a human being to be a human being, and it wants the human being to care for the salvation of others, the betterment of others. But on the other hand, it wants the human being to be aziz, to be somebody who is honorable, not to go and give or produce his hand near other people and beg. In this hadith, the Arabic, I have already recited, the translation of it is as follows. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Whosoever opens for himself a door of begging, Allah will open for him 70 doors of poverty, the smallest of which would not be closed by anything." Astaghfirullah. So it is very important for us to realize this. And sometimes, you know, there are people who think that, you know, asking for huge amounts and taking favors from people, that is not begging. Begging is just, you know, to sit in a place which is, you know, public and start begging and producing your hand. No, that is not only that. In fact, that beggar is a smaller beggar. The higher beggar or the worse is that person who asks for very high amounts of money and wants to feed himself and doesn't want to work, doesn't want to struggle and gain his livelihood. Another beautiful hadith also about this important issue is that which is narrated by Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says, "At-taqarrub ila Allah ta'ala bimas'alatihi wa ila an-nas bitarkiha." A beautiful hadith. Seeking closeness to Allah the Exalted is through asking Him, and seeking closeness to the people is to abandon asking them. Obviously, this is a law that we can clearly observe in our day-to-day lives, that when we don't ask from people, then we become closer to them, because they do not want, not all have got that kind of concern for other people, for the betterment of others. And even the human being doesn't feel good when a person starts always asking him and doesn't want to struggle. Anyway, the law that is depicted in this hadith is as follows, that if you want to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you want to become closer to the human beings, then don't beg to them. Leave begging and be steadfast and try to struggle yourself. We look at yet another hadith which is also interesting in this regard. And this is narrated from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى أَحَبَّ شَيْئًا لِنَفْسِهِ وَأَبْغَضَهُ لِخَلْقِهِ أَبْغَضَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لِخَلْقِهِ الْمَسْأَلَ وَأَحَبَّ لِنَفْسِهِ أَنْ يُسْأَلْ وَلَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ أَنْ يُسْأَلَ فَلَا يَسْتَحْيِي أحدكم أن يسأل الله عز وجل من فضله ولو شسع نعل. This also is a very beautiful hadith. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is reported to have said, indeed Allah, the Blessed and Exalted, loved something for himself and hated it for his creation. He, the invincible and majestic, hated begging for his creation and loved for himself to be asked. And there is nothing more lovable to him than when he is asked. Therefore, none of you should feel ashamed to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the invincible and majestic, for his grace, even if that be the strap of a shoe. So even if you want to ask small things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not be ashamed. Ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite him being the infinite, having all the beautiful attributes in their infinity, he says that, O servant, come to me and ask me. Why do you want to go and ask others? Why do you want to go and ask the human beings? So in this verse also, in this beautiful tradition, we come to realize that how abhorred it is to beg. A last tradition that we would like to mention, and then we will wind up this dimension and look at other dimensions that pertain to the fact that really is sadaqah and zakat those things that make a person lazy and careless of his responsibilities and not work, for example, or are these two important duties not necessarily driving people to laziness, for example? One of the very beautiful hadith narrated in this regard is that of Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam. He is reported to have said, لَوْ يَعْلَمِ السَّائِلُ مَا فِي الْمَسْأَلَةِ مَا سَأَلَ أَحَدٌ أَحَدًا وَلَوْ يَعْلَمِ الْمُعْطِي مَا فِي الْعَطِيَّةِ مَا رَدَّ أَحَدٌ أَحَدًا. If the beggar knew what there is in asking, no one would beg from anyone. If the beggar knew how bad and how evil it was to ask, no one would ask anything from anyone. And if the giver would know what there is in bestowal, no one would reject anyone. So this shows how important is giving, but how abhorred and reprimanded is begging. With this, we come to the end of the program, inshallah. We will be continuing this discussion in our next episode. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin.
O my Creator, O Allah, fulfill our aims in life, Allah. Forgive our sins, Ya Allah. O Allah, the most gracious, Ya Rabbi bin Mustafa, Balligh maqasidana, Waghfir lana ma mada, Ya wasi al-karami. O my Creator, O Allah, fulfill our aims in life, Allah. Forgive our sins.